If you even think about running, I will kill you. I know y'all been waiting for this story time for weeks, but I couldn't just do the story time and just put it up like that. And first of all, this is my life. Second of all, it's an experience that's very traumatic. And it's, of course, although I'm a private person, I felt like the time to talk about it is now because it can spread self-awareness. It can help somebody. So I know I put that video up about 2 weeks ago and my Instagram went crazy. I think I might like over 5,000 views. It's insane. But hopefully whoever watched that video, they can tap into the story and pick up on the red flags. And this will not happen at all, okay? So first things first. I was 19 years old. I was a year out of high school. I was running errands with my mother. I came out of the cleaners. My mom used to get her suits, dress shirts, her business slacks, all like done in the cleaners. So I was coming out, and as I'm talking to her, not really paying attention to my surroundings, she caught eye contact with a guy who was looking at me, and then he caught that she seen him looking at me. So the first thing was he said, "I apologize. I don't mean no harm. You know, I just think that she's beautiful, whatever." My mom was like, "That's my daughter, and you don't have to apologize. She's grown, you know. I get it." So he started talking to me, asked me my name. I remember giving him a fake name. And I'm happy I did, because by the time y'all hear the rest of this story, it definitely saved my life for sure. So we exchanged numbers, names, all that stuff that you do when you start talking to somebody, whatever, somebody's interested. When I left from the cleaners, about an hour or so, he called me and I didn't answer. And then he called me a few more times by the time I got home. So I got home probably like in the evening time. I remember it was starting to get dark. We had done ran all our errands and stuff already. And he called me like two or three times, I believe. And the third time I answered and was like, "What's up? Hey, you calling me back to back? Like, what's up?" And he's like, "I'm sorry. I don't want to be like a nuisance or anything. Red flag. But I want to take you out on a date." And I'm like, "Okay, we can plan forward and stuff." And he was like, "No, take you out on a date tonight." And you know, us introverts is like, "What?" So the introvert in me was saying, "I am not going on no date tonight. I just met you. That's crazy. I'm not doing it." So I said, "I'll let you know." Anybody knows when you tell somebody you let them know, that probably means like not gonna happen, okay? So I get off the phone. I tell him I'll call him later, whatever, let him know what's up. I start talking to my mom and I was like, "This guy, that I remember that guy I met at the cleaners. He said he wanna take me on a date and like tonight and stuff." And my mom was, you know, she was optimistic about it. She was just like, "You know, you always in the house, you need to get out more. You know, it wouldn't hurt you to go out, you know, if you don't feel right about it, don't go," or whatever. So it was like I was super anxious. It was like I wanted to go, but I didn't want to go because it was like so last minute. So the time I got home, it was 7 o'clock and he was talking about like 9. And I'm like, "What dates are we doing at 9, 10, and 11 o'clock?" Like, okay. Okay. So after I said that with my mom, we had that little conversation. I called him and I was like, "All right, cool." And he's like, "Where you live at?" And I said, "On such and such street." Now, for me, for my safety, I never, ever, ever, ever will stand on a street where I lived at, like initially lived. So I walked down like a block or so and I stood in front of this house. I don't know whose house that was, but I stood in front of their house. When he came to pick me up, never mind you, when I met him, when I first saw him, he was driving a car, right? This is why you shouldn't have made, you shouldn't assume you make an ass out of yourself. He was driving a car, and I thought he was going to pull up, and it was just going to be his car. No, when they came to pick me up, yes, you heard correctly. It was somebody driving. He was in a passenger seat, and a person was in the back seat. So I'm like, I have on knee-high boots. I had on jeans, some nice, cute little jeans, and I had on a nice, like, you know, it was like a long sleeve, like blouse, like shirt. It was a dressy shirt, casual. Didn't do the most, didn't dress provocative, didn't do any of that, okay? So, get in a car. First thing that I've done that was wrong was go on a date, right? I got a half a battery. Didn't bring my charger. Totally forgot my charger. Okay. I told my mother where I was going because he told me where I was going, but that's not where we went. But I told my mother where I was going and I told her I'm not going to be out late. Like, I'm not going to be out late. They're going to bring me back home right after that. Like, so she was aware. Got in the car when I should have just turned back around and went back the other way. Because as soon as you came to pick me up with a dude driving, you and the passenger and a guy in the back. What are we doing? What is this? So, like, my life was already on at risk at that point. So, we pull up to this house and it has all these, like, Christmas lights on them. Christmas lights in the bushes. Like, the whole house was decorated. It was so pretty. I'll never forget. And he says, we got dropped off. So he says, I got a car. My car is parked right there. I'm just going to run. We're going to run in real quick. I'm going to change or whatever. And then we can go about where we're going. So I said, all right, I didn't think nothing of it. I was like, but right at that time when I got out the car, that's when I felt that gut feeling. Because a lot of people was asking me in the comments, like, did you feel like, you know, something wasn't right? Yeah. Right when he said he had to change, going and change real quick, and then we're going to go, you know, our date is still going to go as planned. That's when I started having like that weird feeling. But I ignored it. Okay. Never ignore your gut feeling, for the record. So we go in the house and then I see like all these pictures of family and stuff up on the walls. It had a big Christmas tree. I'm just looking around at everything. The house was huge. I see the dining room. I can see from the living room. I walk through the front door. Then it's the dining room. And then all the rooms in the back. And it was a room like off to the side. So we walking or whatever. I sit down in the living room. And I'm waiting a couple minutes. And then he calls my fake name. Okay. Because I didn't give him my real name. So I'm like, what is he calling me to the back for? Like, to ask him, like, what shirt looks good? And you can walk to the front to ask me that. But okay. So I went to the back and he's like, this is my room and stuff. And I was like, okay. I just wanted to show you my room. Like, what am I supposed to do with that information? Okay. So I was like, this is awkward. Okay, so he's not getting dressed. He's not even ironing a shirt. He's not doing none of that. Okay, he's still dressed in what he got on from earlier. He probably was out all day because he ain't changed. And I don't know. It was just like, okay, the time is taking too long, like, for you to change your clothes and do what you need to do. So he tried to lean in and kiss me, and I backed up like this. And he was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know you. I don't know where your lips been. And he was like, you got some sexy ass lips. You got some sexy ass lips. And I'm like, okay. I'm very sarcastic, which I shouldn't have been in a time like that. But I was sarcastic. So I was like, I'm going back in the living room because why am I in here? So he's like, you don't want to sit on my bed? You don't want to chill in here? And I was like, no, because you're supposed to be changing so we can go. And he was like, yeah, that. Like, I think my brother has my car. I don't even see it in the driveway. What? So now I'm sitting in the living room and I'm like, I just got played. So he comes back in the living room and he wants me to sit on his lap. I said no. And then he will wait like a couple minutes and then he'll try something else. So he was trying to pull me up to like, he put music on, you know, somebody like pulling you up off the chair so you can dance or whatever. That's what he was doing. So I'm sitting on the chair and my phone is dying, okay? And I didn't text my mom anything because at this time, I'm still trying to see what he's trying to do or whatever. Don't know why. Like, what? Well, he's not doing anything. He's not doing anything, Tanair. Oh, you want to call your mom right now and tell her to come get you? Or so I waited and waited and waited. My phone had died. So he kept trying to pull me up to dance to some music, some reggae music. And I was like, I am not dancing. Like, I tried to pull my hands back. And he was stronger than me. He was a bigger dude. He was stronger than me. You know what I'm saying? So after trying to do that, he got frustrated. And was like, dang, you don't want to let me kiss your sexy ass lips. You don't want to stand up and let me, like, dance with you or nothing. Like, you boring. I was like, oh, he gaslighting. You know, at that time, that wasn't a word. But he was definitely gaslighting and trying to make me feel like, you know, she made me feel like bad, you know? So he finally sat on the couch on the side of me, and then he tried to like turn my face to like kiss me. So he kept going like this, and I was like that, pulling away or whatever. So he did it a few times, and I did the same thing, and then he got mad. He got real mad. And that's when I seen him pull the chair. I said, was we going on a date? Like, what are we doing? We going to stay in your house the whole time? Where's your family at? Where's everybody at? You know? And he's like, my family's on vacation. They're in Jamaica. We got this whole big ass house to ourselves and you want to be boring and stuff like that. And then he pulled his chair from the dining table and he sits it in front of his door. And then he goes in a room. I don't know what room that was. But he went in the room and he came out and he had a machete and he sat down and he looked at me and he clearly just looked me dead in my eyes and said, if we ain't having sex, you ain't leaving. I never forget that. I'll never forget that. So at this time, I have a million and one things going through my brain. I remember like analyzing everything, like looking at everything, like escape routes. I remember looking at windows, how big the house was, how far back. You know, and then I'm still thinking like, okay, the brother not home. He said the brother is out on a date. You know, maybe the brother could come home and I can get out. But nah. It just got worse. So I'm sitting there with a dead phone and I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna get out this house and how I'm gonna get out this house alive. So by this time I got there was like 9 something. I remember sitting up all night. I sat up all night, like leaning on the chair, just like this. Even if I was tired, I didn't let them eyes go like that. You know what I'm saying? I just kept moving myself away, kept myself awake, because I didn't know if I would have fell asleep if they would have tried to sexually assault me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, maybe, I'm guessing now. I don't even know what time it is now. After, like, seeing my phone at, like, 9:20-something and then it died, it was like the time was going super slow and I really didn't know what time it was. I knew it was late. The brother comes home with the girlfriend. I remember she looked at me, you know, why black girls always got to do that? But she, like, one of those. And then she said, hey. And I say nothing to her. I remember just being completely quiet. And the brother said, what up? And I say nothing to him either. I looked at him. I watched him go to his room. And I didn't say anything. The brother comes back out. The girlfriend is in the bathroom. So his room had a personal bathroom. and she was in the bathroom. But the brother comes out. He's like to his brother, "What's up?" They having a whole little dialogue back and forth, and he says, "Man, don't you hate females who lead you on? Don't you hate females that lead you on? But when it comes time to, you know, time to have sex or whatever," he was usually using the F word, but I just don't want to say it on my channel. But he was like, "You know, don't you hate that?" And then they never deliver. And his brother is the older brother. You can tell. And he's like, "Yeah, like, not a nigga walking around with, you know, with this or whatever, blue balls or whatever." He said, "I hate that too. That's why she not leaving. 'Cause she was playing." And in my head, I'm saying, what? I never, ever consented to anything. I never, ever misled you, said anything like that. So it's like, I'm really dealing with somebody that's not all the way there. And I gotta be super careful with what the hell I say, you know. And now I can't be sarcastic and stuff and slick and stuff now, because he's holding a weapon and he's definitely sitting in front of that door. He only got up to let his brother in. So the brother, like, laughing it off or whatever. He said, "Damn, it sucks." He goes in a room. He has sex with his girlfriend with the door open. I'm in the living room. His room is literally straight across. So he kept the door open and they had sex with the door open. And then when they were done or whatever, when they were done, she got up and he got up. They did a little shower or whatever. And she was like, "Damn, you still here? You still here?" And they were like, "She ain't leaving, 'cause she ain't giving up no cheeks, you know? She ain't trying to do what you was just doing. So she not leaving, you know?" And I'm not saying nothing. I'm just sitting there, just everything that they were saying, I'm like, bruh, it's either I'm gonna make a move and just make a risk, you know, not make a risk, but make a dash for it, and it's going to cost me my life, or they're going to kill me in here. Either way, I got to make a choice, and I can't let the time just keep going, because soon they're going to make it quick, you know? So the girl was worse than them. She was like, she all right, you know, she ain't all that like that. But I understand why y'all want to hold her hostage and shit like that. And, you know, I ain't in it. I ain't got no, I don't care what y'all do with her, but I ain't in it. You know what I'm saying? So eventually hours went by and I knew it was starting to get like, super, super early. Like, you could see, like, you know, when the sun is about to start coming up, you could just tell, like, and we was in the living room where I could see it. So I'm still sitting there, y'all. My body hurts so bad from sitting in that position for so long. He was like nodding off at the front door, and I'm looking, I'm like, you know, they house so big, how would I get out? I don't know what windows is locked. I don't know where they back door is. And then it'd be my luck, I try to run, and that's it for me. You know what I'm saying? So I sat there, body hurting and all. I sat there and stayed wide awake. It was like I wasn't even, like, tired. My eyes was low, but I wasn't even tired, for real. Yeah. It is so crazy because I wasn't even, like, praying to God at that time. I wasn't where I could say I had faith and all that. I was super determined that I was going to get out one way or the other, but it wasn't like I got faith. This is, you know, I'm gonna make it through. It was not like that. You know what I'm saying? I remember he was nodding off and stuff, and he woke up and he was like, "I gotta use the bathroom. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. If you even think about running, I will kill you." if you think about running, I'm gonna kill you. And if it ain't gonna be me, it's gonna be my brother. By this time, their girlfriend had left. The brother had called her a cab. She didn't stay the whole time. She definitely looked me up and down and rolled her eyes on the way out. I remember that. Yeah. I definitely remember that. And I remember when he said he had to go to the bathroom. If I got up and tried to run, either him or his brother was going to take my life for real. And I don't know. It was just something in me that it says, you know, today, this is the only time that you have. I felt like what really saved me, not me running, but the girlfriend had left after being there all night. I think she had to work or something. She was like in some scrubs. And the brother, you know, after all that sex he was having with her, it's not like they was having sex for hours. He went in late. He used the bathroom and he said, I'm about to get in the shower. You want to join me? And I just looked. I looked and then I just looked away and he laughed. I never forget that. So he took a shower, he got out, and he laid down. He laid down and was like scrolling on his phone or something. So by the time, you know, the other brother got up from guarding the door because he had to use the bathroom. The older brother was like dozing off and I peeped it. So when he was in there using the bathroom, I heard the brother start snoring. And that's what in my mind it said right then and there, like, this is the time right now. This is all you got. I just heard something tell me you need to run and run now. And I remember I did not stop running until I got home. From the moment I heard him go in that bathroom and close the door, and I peeped the brother snoring, I tiptoed to the front door, and I was so grateful that door didn't squeak or anything. And I left that door wide open, and I ran from that house all the way to my house. On foot, that house had to be like, to get to my house from that house had to be about, on foot, if you walk in, probably like 40 minutes, maybe an hour. I ran with heels on. By the time I got home, my heels was broken, bent up. I'm pretty sure people who was driving by me had no idea why I was running. They probably just said, that lady, that girl is crazy. Why is she running in heels? It's, you know. But I ran all the way home. And I remember telling my mom what happened and stuff. And my mom had a similar situation like that when she was, you know, younger. I remember one of my room when I cried. I cried. I was just so grateful to have made it out of that situation. My phone was so dead. It took like an hour to charge, 2 hours, I believe. It was just taking forever, I remember. And when my phone finally came on, the notifications didn't stop. It was like, bring, 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 bring. It was like, miss call, voicemail, voicemail, text, text, voicemail, text. I remember that little Sprint phone I had. It was a flip phone, by the way. I had so many threats on that, on the voicemails and the text messages. When I see you, I'm gonna kill you. Was one of them. Which is why I was proud of myself for not allowing somebody to pick me up in front of my initial house. The burning of my legs from running. I didn't even look back. By the time they came out the bathroom, I probably was already up a block. And come to find out, they didn't even have a car. So it wasn't like they could get in a car and kind of like try to come find me. Yeah. I'm just super grateful, you know? Yeah, my life could have ended that day. Or that night. Or that morning. But God had other plans for me, for real. I was traumatized for months. I was so paranoid to come outside my house. Fearing that I will see them face to face again. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So my advice to anybody out there is that anybody pressuring you or moving way too fast, look at that as a red flag. Don't ever go anywhere with your phone half charged and don't bring a charger. Don't ever get in a car with somebody when they're with several other people that you don't even know because you don't even know them. Don't ever stand in front of your house. Never give out your addy where you really live. Just always make sure your dates is public. Nobody should be going to anybody's house, for real. Hopefully my story can help somebody. Can save somebody's life. I'll never forget that day. Never.
Never really been a one to talk. Didn't really mean to cut her off.